Nigel, a point in the end, but it was all going so well when Cody knocked in that goal.
It was all going according to plan, and another screamer has denied us the 3 points.
Shame, really, because the team have defended superbly, and that's what it took to undo them ultimately.
Yeah, it did. You know, the ball's just dropped. It's a great strike, but I thought the back four, and especially the goalkeeper today, I thought George was in outstanding form and kept us in it in the first half.
Is that the best you've seen of him?
Yes. Yeah, I thought he was commanding. His handling was good, his kicking was good. Everything about his performance today looked very mature.
And for a young goalkeeper, said quite a lot to his two centre-halves as well. There were two or three moments in the game where we all thought upstairs, so he must have shouted for that one.
That's something where you do get with young goalkeepers, an area to improve on, the communication. I think it showed right at the end. He just came and caught one right on the edge of his box, which is brilliant. So if he can get that into him at 20 years old, then brilliant.
To have put Leighton Orient into a situation where it appeared at least that they'd run out of ideas and ways to get through Sheffield United, how pleasing from you in a defensive point of view is that?
Yeah, well, we talked about it, didn't we, in the week. We've looked solid of late, and we're making teams score the sort of goals that they scored today. I think some of the goals that we have conceded lately have been screamers or a bit of quality, which is nice. We're making them work that hard. We're disappointed even that we didn't nick it on the break ourselves. Murph's gone nearly clear, one-on-one in the 90-odd minutes or something like that. So we could have even nicked it ourselves, but we kept the two up there. We didn't go too defensive because we're always trying to win the game.
In the first half, if there are issues that you would wish to work on, does the team still need a bit more confidence when they are in that final third? Because the possession was given away a bit when you were encroaching on the penalty area.
Yep, I think you were listening at the dressing room door, because that's what we said at half-time. Just decision-making in the final third. When we did get it down, we had a couple of passes, not too many times, but when we did, we just made the wrong decision or lacking a bit of quality. But for the away side, you know, you're not going to create too much. We're more concerned with them breaking at us from our corners and free kicks in the first half.
It's just that confidence thing with some of them, isn't it? Once they get that, you feel that the chances will start to flow.
Yeah, we hope so. I thought Stephen McGinn was very good in centre midfield today. Got the ball down and played when he could. But it will, yeah. We're trying to build up this confidence, and you know, an unbeaten run will help. We're three unbeaten now. We want to try and keep that going as long as we can. It's been a tough week. You look at the games, Bristol City away, Orient away, Walsall at home. We're unbeaten and we've got 5 points.
I know you're looking at sort of assessing. Are people now starting a bit more regularly to put in the types of performances that warrant reselection?
Yeah, we're trying to get the settled side out there, pretty much. Okay, Jose's first start today down here. I thought he did very well for his first one. Shows that little bit of quality sometimes that we've been lacking. So, we've got one or two options up there. But, yeah, we're trying to get that settled side as much as we can.
I was going to ask what the thinking behind that was, because obviously you've got Miller, who's still getting back into the swing of things himself.
Yeah, well, Lyle had a chance last week and didn't think did brilliant at Bristol. Sean was disappointing on Tuesday. So Jose's been patient, been working hard in training, done well when he's come on. So he's the next one to get a goal.
How much would a result like this, albeit the frustration in having to take in the draw in the end, can do for the confidence? It perhaps could prove to some of these players that to go to a side at the top of the table is not a great deal to fear.
No, we've said that all along. There's nothing in the league, you know. We can lose or to anybody, and we can beat anybody. And we said, don't be frightened of going anywhere, you know. It's not an arrogance thing where we think we're Sheffield United, we're better than anybody in this league. That's not the case at all. But genuinely, we should come here, enjoy it, and have a go like we did today. One of the most surprising things was one of their supporters having a go at Russell Slade today, which I was quite flabbergasted. If somebody's having a go at him and they're top of the league, we're all in trouble.
Really? Really? He did get quite animated down there at times.
Yeah, no, I went over, he was turned around and, you know, he had to go back and everything, and it was, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, they're 1-0 down at home, but they're doing incredible.
It's a situation now where, leave to be stand corrected, you've moved out of the bottom four. Just as a psychological lift, how important is that?
That's going to be a big boost for us. Looking forward to the fixtures we've got coming up. I think we've got three home games coming up in the next four or five or something like that. So, yeah, it is important. But just build confidence with this unbeaten run. And you see how much we're scrapping and fighting for everything this week in the three games. We're not making too many mistakes after the Gillingham game when we gifted that one away. So I think we're making progress slowly.
Lappin got some football today, so obviously his injury cleared up. Flynn wasn't involved. How injured is he?
Nah, he should be all right for available for 8 days' time, but his foot wasn't quite right today. Simon had recovered, but you know, we wanted to keep Matt in at left back, and then Simon comes on and plays an important part in the last 10 minutes.